Omar Ula. Ula said, Emure kochim kalim, the emurim, the portion of the carbon which is to be burnt on the mizbech of kochim kalim, such as a pesach, a shlamim, shehe'elon lifnei zrikas daman, that he brought them onto the mizbech before the zrika of the dam on the mizbech. Lo yerdu, they are not to be brought down, they are to be remain on the mizbech and to be burnt on the mizbech. Nasu lachmei shel mizbech, they become the bread, the food of the mizbech. We apply the halacha of im olu lo yerdu. Even though concerning kodshim kalim, the halacha is that before the zrika sadam, there's no me'ila, and there's no me'ila even on the portion which is to be brought on the mizbech, on the emrim. So we see that that portion that the emrim are not considered to be fully sanctified as the chelik gavoya, as the portion of the mizbech until the zrika sadam. Nonetheless, says Ula, that we consider this to be roi lemizbech. It's considered to be theoretically, potentially fit for the mizbech. And therefore, we say that we apply the halacha of im olu lo yerdu, that it becomes the lachmish al mizbech, and even though it was brought on the mizbech before the zrikas adam, lo yerdu doesn't have to be taken off, and the haktorah is continued on the mizbech. As the Gemara explained over there on the Pei Gimel Amid Beis, that since it's not mechusar ma'is of a gufa, it's not lacking anything in itself, it's only something on the outside, the zrika which has to be done to fully sanctify it and make it ready for the mizbech, this is included in the category of roi le mizbech. It's considered to be roi le mizbech, and therefore we apply the halacha of im olu lo yerdu. That's the chiddush of Ula. Omer Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira said, Afana nami tanina, that we too have learned this. And Rabbi Zeira quotes the Brisa that when the Gemara, the Brisa which reported the Shita of Reb Shimon, and the Peidal Ramad Aleph, Shenishbach Doma v'shiyotza Doma chutz l'kloim. We learn that Reb Shimon says, where he argues with Rabbi Yehuda, who excluded three psulim from the halacha of Imalu Yerdu, Reb Shimon in his list of the psulim to which we apply Imalu Yerdu said, Shenishbach Doma, that one was if the dam of the korban was spilt, and therefore the zrik is impossible, v'shiyotza Doma chutz l'kloim, or if the dam went outside of the curtains of the chotzer ha-mishkan. So Reb Shimon mentioned that one of the psulim to which we apply the halacha of Imalu Yerdu, Shenishbach Doma, that the dam was completely spilt. Says Reb Zeira, Uma Hosam, the Imbo Lizrik, Ainloi Lizrik, and if over there, where if he wants to make the Zrika, if he comes to make the Zrika, he doesn't have with what to make the Zrika. The dam was spilt and no Zrika is possible. Amrit im olulu yerdu, you say that if the portion of the Mizbech was brought on the Mizbech, that it's not taken down, that the Haktorah is completed, even though over there was no Zrika. And not only was there no Zrika, but a Zrika is impossible because the dam has been spilt on the floor. Hocha, in our case, where it wasn't spilt, however, it's before Zrika, the Imbol is Zairik, that if he would come to do the Zrika, he could make the Zrika. The dam is there. Leikolshken, isn't it all the more so? It's a Kalvachomer that we should say, Im Olu Lo Yerdu. Over there, it's before Zrika, and Zrika is impossible. And still we say, Im Olu Lo Yerdu, on the Chelek HaMizbech. So here, certainly on the Chelek HaMizbech, we should say, Im Olu Lo Yerdu, in a case where it's before Zrika, but the Zrika is possible. That's the Raya of Rav Zeira. Says the Gemara, Tirgumah Akotche Kadoshim, that we can't bring a Raya to the din of Ula from that Brisa, because Tirgumah, I can translate it, I can say that it's speaking about Kotche Kadoshim. And Kotche Kadoshim is different. That everyone agrees to, because Kotche Kadoshim, there is a Chiv of Me'ila even before the Zrika. So the part which is to be placed on the Mizbech is considered to be Roy Le Mizbech. It's fully sanctified with the Kedushas Mizbech even before the Zrika. It's designated as a portion of the Mizbech even before, and therefore the Zrika is not necessary for it to be considered Roy Le'ishin. Even though, of course, one has to wait until the Zrika to place it on the Mizbech, but it's not worse than any other psul. It's considered to be fully designated and fully sanctified for the Mizbech. Ula's Kiddush was in a case of Kochim Kalim, as he mentioned, because over there there's no Me'ila before, and it's not considered to be fully designated for the Mizbech until the Zrika. Ula's Mechadish, that we still say that there's a din of Imalu Lo Yerdu, but that Brisa we can say, where it says the halach of Nishbach Doma, we can say then that there's still a halach of Imalu Lo Yerdu, that's speaking about Kochim Kadoshim. It doesn't mention what Kochim is speaking about. The Gemara asks, Hare Pesach to Kochim Kalim, but behold, in that Brisa there's also a mention of a Korban Pesach, and Korban Pesach is Kochim Kalim. Later on in the Brisa, in the list of Reb Shimon of the Psulim to which we apply the halach of Imalu Lo Yerdu, there's a mention of Pesach. It says over there that a Pesach or a Chatesh a Shochtin Shaloi Lishmon. There also there's halach of Imalu Lo Yerdu. So the Gemara understands that the entire Brisa is also speaking about all the Korbanos, including Pesach, which is Kochim Kalim. In other words, the Gemara understood that the first part of the Brisa is speaking about all Korbanos, including Pesach, and then later it says that concerning Pesach and Chatesh, there's a Psul of Shaloi Lishmon, we apply the halach of Imalu Lo Yerdu, but that the entire Brisa is speaking about Pesach as well, and that's Kochim Kalim, and therefore that halach of that the Brisa says, that Reb Shimon says that Nishpach Doma, we apply the halacha of Imalu Lo Yerdu, speaking about a Korban Pesach, which is only Kochim Kalim. So we see again a raya to Ula. Says the Gemara Tirguma, no, we can still answer that, B'Shaloi Lishmon, that which Pesach is mentioned in the Brisa, or as the gears of the Shittim Mitzvah Betzes, Ah Shaloi Lishmon. That's referring, that's going on Shaloi Lishmon. That Pesach is only brought into the Brisa later on to tell us the halacha that if it was shechted Shaloi Lishmon in a Pesach and a Chatas, where it's possible, we say that there's halacha Yimala Lo Yerza. But in a Chanami, that part of the Brisa where it says Nishpach Daman, that wouldn't be speaking about Pesach, because that would only apply to Kochi Kadoshim, because in Kochim Kalim, it's before the Zrika, it's not designated as a Chelik Gavaya, and therefore the halacha Yimala Lo Yerza would not apply. So we don't have a Raya to Ula. On Kapan, we don't have a conclusive Raya to Ula from this Brisa, but Ula says his halacha that Yimala Lo Yerza applies even if it was brought on the Mizbeach before the Zrika Saddam, even in the case of Kochim Kalim. Continues the Gemara Tzna. The Gemara wants to bring another Raya to Ula. Tzna, we learned in our Mishnah. The Kulan She'olu Chayin Legam Mizbeach Yerd. This is the safe of our Mishnah, that all of the Korbanis, if they went when they were still alive onto the top of the Mizbeach Yerd, they are to be taken down from the Mizbeach. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Now, this is a somewhat difficult statement in the Mishnah, because we're dealing with the halacha of Imolu Yerdu. The halacha of Imolu Yerdu applies to a korban which is posel. Now, all of the psulim to which we apply the halacha of Imolu Yerdu are those psulim, as Rav Shimon said, which are psulim b'kodesh, psulim which take place b'kodesh, as Rashi explains, once the animal has been brought to the Azara, or as Tosfos learned, once the shechita has been done, or at the time of the shechita. In other words, they're psulim that take place from the shechita onwards. They're psulim which take place when the animal is no longer alive. It is to those psulim that we apply the halacha of Imolu Yerdu. The other psulim, which are there when the animal is alive, are called Ein Psulim B'Kodesh, Reveya, Nirva, Muktzah, Nevet, Kilayim, all of those psulim, which are there when the animal is still alive, and can take place before the animal is brought to the Azara, those are psulim to which we don't apply the halacha of Imolu Yerdu at all. So what is this passage of the Mishnah telling us, that all of them, if they went up when they were still alive, on the Mizbech, Yerdu is to be taken down? It can't be speaking about the psulim to which we apply the halacha of Imolu Yerdu, because those psulim are not psulim that are on the behemoth when it's still alive. Those are psulim that take place at the time of the shechita or afterwards. So it can't be speaking about psulim, because if we'd be speaking about those psulim that are there when the animal is alive, such as Reveya, the Nirva, well then the halacha is anyway that even if they're brought on the Mizbeach later, Imolu Yerdu, that even if you shechted such an animal that has a psul like that, the halacha of Imolu Yerdu doesn't apply, even if the meat was later brought, or the emerim were later brought on the Mizbeach. So Mimonavshach, it can't be speaking about the psulim where there is a halacha of Imolu Yerdu, because those psulim don't exist when the animal is still alive, and it can't be speaking about the psulim which do exist when the animal is alive, because then, to those psulim, in any case, there's no halacha of Imolu Lo Yerdu. So what would the Mishnah be telling us? That if they went up when they're alive, they're to be taken down. Even if they went up, even if they were brought up later after they were shechted, they're to be taken down. The halacha of Imolu Lo Yerdu does not apply. Rather, the Gemara learned that this is speaking about Psherim. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. The Gemara understood that V'kulim She'olu Chayin L'gabim Mizbeach Yerdu was telling us a halacha. V'kulim doesn't mean all of the psulim. It means all of the korbanos that they went up when they were still alive to the Mizbeach Yerdu, they're to be taken down. Even though a shechita, which is done b'reish Mizbeach, is kosher, that's only a din b'di'evet, but l'chatchila, we shech the korban in the place where it is meant to be shechted, in the Azara, and therefore if they went up to the Mizbeach, we take it down. However, the Gemara understands that this halach itself is pshita as well. There's no chiddush in saying that if a korban went up to the Mizbeach when it was kosher, that we take it down and shecht it where it's meant to be shechted. Why would I say that isn't so? Why would I say that just because it went up to the Mizbeach, I shecht it on top of the Mizbeach? Certainly I take it down. Since we're dealing with a korban which is kosher, I take it down and I shecht it where it is meant to be shechted. And then, of course, after it's shechted and the zrika is done, we'll bring the portion of the korban which is to be burnt on the Mizbeach back on the Mizbeach, since we're dealing with ksheim. There's no reason why it should not be taken down and shechted in the Azara as is meant to be done to a korban l'chatchila. So therefore, the Gemara understood that the only way of translating the statement of a kulan she'olu chayin l'gabi Mizbeach Yerdu is that it's speaking about ksheim, because it can't be speaking about psulim, and the Gemara understood that this itself is pshita. So says the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah of a kulan she'olu chayin l'gabi Mizbeach Yerdu, we're to be medayik hashchutin lo yerdu. But if they were already shechted, then lo yerdu. Then they are not to be taken down. So the Gemara understands that it's teaching us a halacha. We're dealing with ksheir. There's no other psul involved. It's saying that if they went up to the Mizbeach when they were alive, that we take them down and shech them in the Azara below the Mizbeach. But if they were already shechted, meaning even though the Zrika was not yet done, lo yerdu, then they are not to be taken down from the Mizbeach, even though they were brought on the Mizbeach before the Zrika. There's no other psul involved, but that itself is disqualifies it actually from being placed on the Mizbeach, because the Zrika was not yet done. But that itself was what it comes to teach us, that when they're still alive, they're taken down from the Mizbeach, but if they were already shechted, even though there was no Zrika, lo yerdu, then they are not to be taken down from the Mizbeach. So the Chiddush is that although they were brought on the Mizbeach after Shechita, before Zrika, that lo yerdu, that we don't take them down from the Mizbeach, they're allowed to be nikta, to be burnt on the top of the Mizbeach, because of the halacha of Imolu, lo yerdu. So says the Gemara, my love, loishna kotchim kadoshim, loishna kotchim kalim. If that's the pshat of the Mishnah, well, then isn't it telling us that it doesn't make any difference if it's kotchim kadoshim, where there's no question of it being fully sanctified for the Mizbeach even before the Zrika, and there's no difference whether it's speaking about kotchim kadoshim, where there is this question of it not being fully sanctified before the Zrika, that we still say that im olalu yedu, like Ula, that even though it was brought on the Mizbeach, the chelik of the Mizbeach, the Emrim was brought on the Mizbeach before the Zrika, that nonetheless im olalu lo yedu. So we have a raya from our Mishnah to the halach of Ula. Says the Gemara, loy, that we don't have to be medayek this way. Hoshchutin, we can be medayek, that the Mishnah is telling us that when they're alive and they go on the Mizbeach, they're to be taken down. And we're meant to be medayek from this, that if they were brought on the Mizbech after they were shechted, even before Zrika, that you wouldn't take them down. However, we can be medayek ha-shchutin, if it would be shchutin, if they would be shechted already, mehen yerdu, mehen lo yerdu. Some of the karbonis would be brought down. That would be the case of kochim kalim, where they're not fully, the portion of the Mizbech is not fully sanctified until Zrika. And we can say not like the halacha of Ula, mehen lo yerdu, and some of the karbonis, the kochim kadoshim, those are lo yerdu, those are not taken down. So we can say that the diyuk of the Mishnah is only to tell us that once the kochim kadoshim were shechted, they are not to be taken down from the Mizbech. Says the Gemara, v'ha kulan katani, it says in the Mishnah the word kulan. Kulan refers to all of the karbonis, both kochim kadoshim and kochim kalim. Says the Gemara, kulam achayin, that we can say that the term kulam, which the Mishnah uses, that is on when they're alive. In other words, that part is true. Any carbon, whether it be kochim kadoshim, kochim kalam, if it goes up on the Mizbech when it's alive, it is to be taken down. However, we're to be medayek that if it was brought on the Mizbech, the portion of the Mizbech was brought on the Mizbech after it was shechted, then there are korbanos where the loch is that it's not brought down. But that will only be speaking about kochim kadoshim, where there's no lack of it being sanctified through the Zrika, and not kochim kalam. Says the Gemara, pshita, that would be pshita. Since there's no chiddush in telling you that a korban, when it is alive and brought up to the Mizbeach, that it's taken down again to go through the shechita, to have the shechita done below the Mizbeach, then why would it say kulam all of the korbanos to teach me this halacha? That entire halacha is pshita. The chiddush of the Mishnah, as we mentioned before, is only the diuk, that if it was brought up after the shechita, even though there was not yet a zrika, that it is to be brought down. And then why would it say kulam to tell me that it's speaking about all korbanos? We must say that word kulan is also to teach me something about the diuk, that in all of the korbanos, whether it be kochim kadoshim or kochim kalim, they're to be brought, that if they were brought on the Mizbech after the shechita, even though it's before the Zrika, that they're not taken down. So this then once again is a raya to Ula. Says the Gemara, lo'oilam achayin. Lo'oilam, we can say that the entire din that it says in the Mishnah is speaking about the chayin, and the chiddush itself is that when they're alive, if they went onto the Mizbech, when they were alive, that im olu yerdu, that we say that nonetheless they are brought down from the Mizbech. Our problem was, mimonavshach, what psul is it speaking about? If it's speaking about a psul of where it is psul of a kodesh, a psul to which Reb Shimon applies the halacha, to which we say there is a halacha of im olu lo yerdu, well, that psul does not exist when the animal is alive. So how can we say the Mishnah is telling us that when it's alive, there's no din of im olu lo yerdu? The psul cannot yet have taken place, bechlam. And if we say, Mimonashach, and if we say that we're speaking about a psul, which is there when the animal is still alive, one of the psulin, Reveya, Nirva, etc., those are psulin which are aim psulin b'koidish, and to those psulin, in any case, we don't apply the halacha of im olu lo yerdu. So there, even if this was brought onto the Mizbech afterwards, after the Shechita, after the Zrika, there would still be halacha of im olu yerdu. We wouldn't say that im olu lo yerdu. Rather, we say that it's brought down from the Mizbech because those are psulin, which are not psulin b'koidish. So Mimonashach, what is it speaking about? Says the Gemara that Mimonashach is correct according to Reb Shimon, that any psul, which is psul, not psul b'kodesh, we say that there is no halacha of im olu lo yerdu. But we learn that there's a shita of Rabbi Akiva, that one of the psulim, the psul of balmum, we say that even though it's not psul b'kodesh, even though it's a psul that takes place while the animal is still alive, and even before it's brought to the Azara, we say that nonetheless there's a halacha of im olu lo yerdu. So we can say that that's what our Mishnah is speaking about. Says the Gemara, ubedukin sheba'ayin, we'll be speaking about a mum of dukin sheba'ayin. Dukin sheba'ayin, according to Rashi, apparently means that there's a membrane, a film over the eye. That's considered to be a mum. And according to Rabbi Akiva, the Omar im olu lo yerdu, that he says that such a baal mum, the halacha is that if the portion of the Mizbeach is brought on the Mizbeach, lo yerdu, that it's not taken down from the Mizbeach. We apply the halacha im olu lo yerdu, even though a baal mum is not psul b'kodesh, that this is an exception to all the other psulim which are not b'kodesh, a bal mum, we say that even though it's not psulim b'kodesh, nonetheless there is a halacha of him alu lo yerdu. As we'll see in Amud Beis, this is because he says we find concerning a korban oif that a bal mum is kosher. So even though we're dealing with a behemoth and it is possible, we apply the halacha of him alu lo yerdu. The reason why the Gemara mentions this particular mum of dukin sheba'ayin is because it means to exclude a mechuser aver, something which is actually missing a limb, or a different mum, which is very visible and ugly. There, Rabbi Akiva never said his halacha of him alu lo yerdu, as we'll see in Mirtz Hashem and Amud Beis. Over there, the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva is only speaking about a mum of dukin sheba'ayin, or something similar to this mum of dukin sheba'ayin. So that's why the Gemara mentions that in speaking of the halacha of Rabbi Akiva. But one of the Gemara is saying is that according to Rabbi Akiva, we have a hechetimtzah of a psul, which is not psul b'kodesh, it's a psul that is there when the animal is still alive. Rabbi Akiva says that concerning such a psul, there's a halacha of im alu lo yerdu. So we can say that the seifa of the mission that says that kulam, that any of the korbanot which came onto the mizbech when they were still alive, they're taken down, is in itself a chiddush, that even though we're speaking about an animal which has a mum, a dukin sheba'ayin, and the halacha is, according to Rabbi Akiva, im alu lo yerdu, we say that if it came on the mizbech when it was still alive, that it is to be taken off, because the halacha of im alu lo yerdu is only after the behemoth was already shechted, but not when it is still alive. And even though now by taking it down from the mizbech, we won't shecht it on the bottom as a korban anymore because it has a bal mum, so this haktorah on the mizbech will never be made. Nonetheless, it is taken down because the halacha of im alu lo yerdu does not apply. According to Reb Shimon ben Mimon of Shach, we had to say that it's speaking about a kosher, because it can't be speaking about the psul, because a psul which is psul b'kodesh, the psul is not yet there when it's alive. A psul which is not psul b'kodesh, which is there when it's alive, there's no halacha of im alu lo yerdu at all. Therefore, we said it's speaking about ksherim, and that itself is pshit to the fact that a korban which is kosher went up to the top of the mizbech is taken down, because why shouldn't it be taken down? It'll be taken down, the avodah will be done as they are meant to be done, and then the portion which is meant for the mizbech will be brought back on the mizbech. And since that's pshita, we have to say that the main chiddush is for the diuk, that if it was brought on the mizbech after the shechita, even before the zrika, that then we say that there is a halacha of imalu lo yerdu, and since that's the main chiddush of the mission, it says v'kulon, we said that it is applying even to kodshim kalim, and therefore it's right to the halacha of ula. But now that we're saying that it goes according to Rabbi Akiva, that there is a psul, which exists when the animal is still alive, and it's telling us that itself, that chiddush, that if it goes on the mizbech when it's alive, that we don't apply the halacha of imalu lo yerdu, so that itself is a chiddush. The main chiddush is not for the diuk, and therefore we don't have a raya to the halacha of ula. We can say that lo'olam, when it comes to kodshim kalim, that if it was brought on the mizbech after shechita before zrika, so we don't apply the halacha of ula lo yerdu, because it's not yet designated for the portion of the mizbech, and not like ula. And that which it says in the Mishnah of the Kulon, that all of them, all of the korbanos that went up alive on the top of the mizbech, we take them down. That's because that itself is telling us the halacha that even though there's a halacha concerning a psul of balmum of ula lo yerdu, that's only afterwards, but not if the animal was still alive. Says the Gemara B'mayu Kimto B'Psulin. How did you set up this Mishnah that it's speaking about Psulin and it's speaking according to Rabbi Akiva? That's what the Gemara is saying now. Eima Seifa. I'll ask you a question from the Seifa, from the continuation of the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues, V'chein Oila Sha'ol Sechayel Reish HaMizbeach, and so also an Oila which went up when it was alive to the top of the Mizbeach, Teret, it is to be brought down, Shochta B'Reish HaMizbeach Yavshit V'Nateach B'Mkoyma. If he did shecht it on the top of the mizbech, if he didn't bring it down, then the halacha is that he makes the hetshef and nituach, taking off the skin of the animal, the hide of the animal, and yinateach, and cutting it into its limbs, bimkoyma, in its place right there on the top of the mizbech, and then he's makdir, of course, the entire oila, besides the skin, on the top of the mizbech. The skin is given to the koyanim, and the rest of it, after being cut into its limbs, is burnt on the top of the mizbech. So the Mishnah is telling us that in the case of an oila, where we also say the din is that if it went up to the mizbech, it's to be taken down, it's telling us halacha that if it was shechted on top, that this hefshet v'nituach, which is a halacha which is particular to oila, of taking off the or and cutting it into pieces, that there we say that that can be done on the top of the mizbech. So that's the chiddush of the sefer, that if it was shechted on top, this can be done on the top of the mizbech. The ipsula, if we say we're speaking about a psula, we're speaking about a korban which is posel, the case of, according to Rabbi Akiva, of dukin shebaim, where it's a balmum, and that's speaking about the same case. The Gemara understood that this is a continuation, and it's speaking about the same case. Bas hefshet v'nituachi is a behema, an oila which is psula. Does it fall under the halach of hefshet v'nituach, of taking off the or and cutting it into pieces? V'nitach oisa Amar Rachmana, the Torah says you are to cut it. The word oisa is a miyut. Oisa, ksheira v'loi psula, uses the word oisa to teach us it only an oila ksheira, but not an oila which is psula. That an oila which is psula, there's no halacha of nituach, and there's no halacha of hefshet v'nituach at all. So Rashi learns that this is referring to halacha, that an oila which became possible, where the din is that it's not to be brought of the mizbeach, rather it's just to be burnt because it's possible, that there's no halacha of hefshet v'nituach. So here also, even though here it is on the mizbeach, and the halacha is im olu lo yerdu, that it remains on the mizbeach because it was shechted on top of the mizbeach, even though it's possible im olu lo yerdu, but the halacha will be that since nonetheless it is a psula, it has a halacha of im olu lo yerdu, it's not to be brought down, but it's not a ksheira, it's a psula, there won't be a halacha of hefshet v'nituach at all. So this Tzvasemes asks on this pshat of Rashi, how can you compare the two? If we say that this drasha of oisa, ksheira v'lepsula, comes to exclude a case where the carbon is not going to be brought on the mizbeach at all, rather it's just going to be burnt because it's possible, and there it's telling me that there's no halacha of hefshet v'nituach, how can we say that from this we know also that this carbon, which, to which we apply the halacha of im olu lo yerdu, and it is going to be burnt on the mizbeach, even though it is a psula, that also there shouldn't be a halacha of im olu lo yerdu. It's not the same thing. Here it's being actually niktar on the mizbeach. The drasha of ksheira v'lo psula, according to Rashi, is speaking about a case where it's not going to be brought on the mizbeach at all, and here we're speaking about a case where it is going to be burnt on the mizbeach, albeit because of the halacha of im olu lo yerdu, and it is a psula, but it's still going to be burnt on the mizbeach. So how can we compare one to the other? The Tzvasemes says that if we look into Torah's Kohanim, it appears from there to the contrary, that this drasha of ksheira v'lo psula is speaking about such a case, a psula, which because of the halacha of im olu lo yerdu is burnt on the mizbeach, that nonetheless there is the halacha that since it is a psula, there's no halacha of hefshet v'nituach. That's what the Tzvasemes says. And to the contrary, a case where it's not on the mizbeach at all, where it's going to be burnt, there we don't even need a drasha to tell me that there's no halacha of hefshet v'nituach, because the entire halacha of hefshet v'nituach is in order to burn it on the mizbeach, and that which is not burnt on the mizbeach at all, which is just going to be burnt because it's possible, it's, we know that there's no halacha of hefshet v'nituach. We don't need a drasha for that. To the contrary, the drasha is coming to tell us that in a case where a psula is going to be burnt on the mizbeach because of the halacha of that still there's no halacha of hefshet v'nituach. Al koponim, the Gemara is asking that since there is on a carbon pasul, on an oil psula, there's no halacha of hefshet v'nituach, therefore this part of the Mishnah which says that similarly an oil which went up to the mizbeach when it's alive is taken down, but if it's shechted of the mizbeach, the hefshet v'nituach is done on the top of the mizbeach, must be speaking about a ksheira. And the Gemara says that if this is speaking about a ksheira, then that which it says in the Mishnah, v'kulon she'olu chayin l'reisha mizbeach, that all of them that went up when they were alive to the top of the mizbeach, is also speaking about ksheirim. Again, if it's speaking about ksheirim, then that itself is not a chiddush, the fact that they are taken down. Rather, the chiddush is a diuk, that once they're shechted, even before the zrika, they're not taken down, and that's speaking even about kochim kalim, and then we have a raya to ula, says the Gemara, seifa ason l'ksheira, that the seifa, that this last part of the Mishnah we are coming to, we're beginning to speak about ksheira. That which it says in the Mishnah, the kulon she'olu chayin l'reish ha-mizbeach, that is, as we learned before, speaking about psul, and speaking about the psul of a balmum, and according to Rabbi Akiva, this part of the Mishnah which begins speaking about oila, and says that if an oila went onto the top of the mizbeach, you take it down, that's speaking about a ksheira, and the chiddush is, it wants to tell us the end of the halacha, that if it was shechted b'reish ha-mizbeach, that you do hefshet v'nituach b'reish ha-mizbeach, and you don't have to take it down to do the hefshet v'nituach. But it's speaking about, that part is speaking about ksheira, because if it would be psula, there is no hefshet v'nituach. Umay kamash, and what is the chiddush? The yesh hefshet v'nituach b'reish ha-mizbeach, that there is hefshet v'nituach on the top of the mizbeach, that when it was shechted on the top of the mizbeach, then the hefshet v'nituach is done there, and it does not have to be taken down. Says the Gemara, Uleman do Omar ein hefshet v'nituach b'reish ha-mizbeach ma'ikal meimer. What about according to the Manda Omar, who says that there is no hefshet v'nituach b'reish ha-mizbeach, that when there is an oila ksheira which was shechted on the top of the mizbeach, we don't do the hefshet v'nituach on the top of the mizbeach. It's not there acheret. To the contrary, we take it down and we do the hefshet v'nituach lamata, down and not on top of the mizbeach. Then ma'ikal meimer. Then what is there to say? How can we learn pshat in this part of the Mishnah? In other words, it can't be speaking about ksheira, because in ksheira there is in fact no halacha, you don't do the hefshet v'nituach on the top of the mizbeach. And it can't be speaking about psula, because in a psula there's no halacha of hefshet v'nituach at all. So Tosfos points out that in fact, this is not only a problem within the context of our Gemara in proving whether our Mishnah is telling us the halacha of ula or not. Even if we would learn that the first part, that the previous part of the Mishnah which says that all of the korbanos which went up to the mizbech when they were alive go down, that's speaking about psulim, we still have this problem in monoshach. If it's speaking about apostle, there's no din of hefshit v'nituach. And if we're speaking about a ksher, according to this mandi omer, you don't do the hefshit v'nituach b'reisha shel mizbech. Now the reason why the hefshit v'nituach is not done b'reisha shel mizbech according to this mandi omer is because in the case of a ksher, why should it be done b'reisha shel mizbech? In any case, if it's brought down and the hefshit v'nituach will be done lamata, not on the mizbech, we'll be able to bring it back up after the hefshiv and ituach are properly done, and then to be makter the oila on the mizbech, because we're dealing with the ksher. So why should it be done b'roish shel mizbech? It's not derech eretz. It should be done lemakter, where the hefshiv and ituach are ordinarily done, and then it will be brought up on the mizbech. So that's the svara of the Manda Omer, who says that we don't do hefshiv and ituach b'roish shel mizbech. So the question was, Mimon of Shach, he can't be speaking about a ksher because then we don't do the hefshiv and ituach b'roish shel mizbech. If it would be psula, we would have a good reason to do the hefshiv nituach b'reisha shel mizbech, because if it will be brought down, we won't be able to bring it back up again. But in a psula, we've learned the mute that there's no halacha of hefshiv nituach at all. Says the Gemara, halacha b'maskin, and here, what are we speaking about? We're speaking about a case where this oila already had a shasa koishav, had a time of being fit for the mizbech. This oila which went up on the mizbech and was shechted on top of the mizbech, the zrika was also done, and therefore it had a time when it was fit to be burnt on the mizbech, v'nifsla, and then it became possible. For example, a tameh then touched it on the top of the mizbech. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, and this is following the opinion of Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, the Omar, that he says, kima shenizrak adam v'hurtza basar sha'achat, once the dam was nizrak, and the basar was already accepted, one small amount of time, 1 hour, so to speak. In other words, it was already accepted and was already ready to be burnt on the mizbeach. Then the halacha will be yafshitena for oira l'koyanim. Then he should do hefshit. He should take off the hide, and the hide goes to the koyanim. In other words, Reb Shimon is saying a halacha concerning that which we have learned, that the halacha of hefshit v'nituach is b'ksheira and not b'psula. That's only if it is possible, if it becomes possible before the zrika. But if it becomes possible after the zrika and was already fit to be burnt on the mizbeach, then we say that the halacha was already chal, and then the hefshiv v'nituach is done. And that's what we're speaking about in this case. We're speaking about a case where it was on the mizbeach, it was shechted on the mizbeach, it became fit to remain on the mizbeach because it was kosher at that time, and the psul only took place later. In such a case, everyone will agree that the hefshiv v'nituach is done b'roish shel mizbeach. Because, since we learn according to Rabbi Lozer Reb Shimon, the miut of Ksheira v'lo psula does not apply in such a case. Once the Zriga was done and it has a shasa kosher for the Mizbeach, we say there is a halacha of Hefshit v'nituach, then even according to Mandi Omer, says that there's no Hefshit v'nituach b'reisha shel Mizbeach by a Ksheira, would agree here that the Hefshit v'nituach is done b'reisha shel Mizbeach, because since it became possible, we can't take it down and do the Hefshit v'nituach, because then we won't be able to bring it up again. So that'll be going against the halacha of Imalu lo yerd. We'll take it down and we won't be able to bring it up again. It has to remain there in order that it should be nikter on the Mizbeach, since we're dealing with a psula. The halacha that he said that you don't leave the hefshiv v'nituach b'reisha shel mizbech is in a case where it's a ksheira, where it can be taken down, the hefshiv v'nituach can be done, and then it will be brought back on the mizbech for the haktorah. But if when it will be taken down, it won't be able to be brought up because now it's a psula, we have to leave it there. So we have a hechetim, so even according to that mandi omer, there is no mimon afshach. We're not dealing with a ksheira where we should say that the hefshiv v'nituach should be done on the bottom, and we're not dealing with a psula where there is no halacha of hefshiv v'nituach at all, because such a posel which became posel after the zrika, after it had a shasa kosher for the mizbech, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon taught us that there is a halacha nonetheless of a hefshit v'nituach. So according to the Mandi Omer, who says that there is hefshit v'nituach b'reisha shel mizbeach by an oila ksheira, an oila which is shechted on the top of the mizbeach, we say that the hefshit v'nituach can be done b'reisha shel mizbeach, he's able to learn this part of the Mishnah Kipshuta. The Mishnah is speaking about a ksheira, saying that an oila which is ksheira, which went onto the top of the mizbeach, is brought down. That itself is pshita, but it's coming to tell us the halacha that if it was shechta b'reisha shel mizbeach, that we do the hefshiv v'nituach b'reisha shel mizbeach. According to Mandi Omer, who says that by a ksheira there is no din of hefshiv v'nituach b'reisha shel mizbeach, because to the contrary, you should bring it down and do the hefshiv v'nituach lamata, and then bring it back on the mizbeach. And it can't be speaking about an ordinary psula either, because then there wouldn't be halacha of hefshiv v'nituach at all. We'll have to say that it's speaking about a particular oil of psula, an oil of psula which had a shasa kosher. There we learned that Rabbi Lozer Shimon says that there is a halach of hefshiv v'nituach, and there even the Mandi Omer who says that an oil of ksheira is to be taken down for the hefshiv v'nituach, this halacha would not apply here, because if it's taken down, it won't be able to be brought back on the mizbech since it became posel, and we have to have the halacha of im olu lo yerd. So that's what this continues the Gemara. If you're going to say that we're speaking about a korban which is posel, which became posel, and it's din zim olu lo yerdu, ve'elo diktani, But that which we learn in a brisa as a continuation to our Mishnah, Ketzad Oisa, what is he to do? Moyer de sakirbayim lamata umedichen. The Mishnah, the brisa says that he is to take down the digestive organs of this animal which is on the mizbeach and to wash them off, because the washing of the digestive organs, that can't be done on top of the mizbeach. Even though we learn in the Mishnah that the hefshav v'nituach can be done on the top of the mizbeach, but those particular organs have to be taken down, they have to be washed on the bottom. The Gemara asks, if we're dealing with a psula, then lomali, then why do we do this hadacha? The gears of the Shittim Gebesis says, v'heichi motzi masik lehu. How is he able to bring it back up? The Gemara understood that the Brice is saying that you take down the kirbayim and you wash them there in order to burn them on the mizbech. That's the halacha, that the kirbayim always wash before burning it on the mizbech. If we're dealing with a pasul, then how, once he brings them down, how will we be able to bring them up again? The halacha is only im olu yerdu, but it was learned in our Mishnah, im yardu lo yalu, that once they're taken, they're not brought up again. So how can this price say that we take down the kirbayim and we do hadocha lamata, we do hadocha off the mizbech, how will we be able to bring it up and be master it? Says the Gemara, Heichi Navid, what should we do? What are you suggesting, that we don't bring it down? Nakrivinhu biparsayu, should we be makriv these digestive organs with their filth, with the filth with digestive food which is inside them? The Pasuk says, bring it as an offering to your governor. Would he accept you or would he accept your face? This is a Pasuk which is brought as a general rule that something which is not nice enough to bring as an offering to a temporal ruler certainly cannot be brought as a carbon. So certainly we can't be mocking them with their parish, with the filth that's in them. We have to wash them off. So what are you asking? The Brisa says that they're taken off the Mizbech and washed. Are you suggesting that we continue to be mocked to them without washing them? So the Gemara explains, Anan Hachi Kamrina, what we mean to ask is the following, Madichan Lomali, why does he have to wash them off? Why does he have to wash them off at all? Since if he brings them down from the Mizbech, we're dealing with a puzzle, he won't be able to bring it back on the Mizbech. So if it can't be mastered on the Mizbech as it is, which is true because of Hakriveh Nolo Fecho Secho, then bring it down and burn it. Why does it have to be washed off at all? Since it won't be able to be brought back onto the Mizbech. This would appear to bring a proof that we're dealing with a Ksheira and that the Manda Omar who learns that there is Hepshev Nituach Bereisha Shel Mizbech is correct, that that's the Pshat in the Mishnah. Because if we're dealing with a puzzle, then why does it say that the Kirbayim are brought down and are washed, since in any case it won't be able to be brought up again? Answers the Gemara, the Imis Rami Koyin Achrina Veloyoda Naskinhu, that if there will chance upon them a different Koyin, and he won't know that they're Pasul, that he will be able to be Makrit, that it will be ready for his Aktorah because we will have washed it. So that's why we wash it off, we take it down, and we do the Hadacha, even though the Halacha will be Im Yerdu Lo Yalu, if they came down, we can't bring them up again because we're dealing with the Pasul. But in case another Koyin comes by who doesn't know that it's Pasul, it will be ready for his Aktorah, Omit Beis. The Gemara Vananeku Benavi Luhul Koyanim Milsa the Osubol de Takola. Are we to get up and do something for the Kohanim, do for the Kohanim something through which they will come to a stumbling block? To the contrary, we should leave it in its parish, we should leave it with its filth, so that everyone should know that it's possible, that these kibayim are part of a korban oila, which is possible. If we wash it off, it looks like any other korban, and a kohen will come by and will bring it on the mizbech, and he's not supposed to, although halacha is imolu lo yerdu, but it is also, it's forbidden to bring it on the mizbech. So again, this would tend to indicate that we're dealing with a ksheira, which is to be brought on the mizbech, and not with a possible whose halacha would be im yardu lo yalu. Says the Gemara, filu hach yadif, and nonetheless, this way is better. Shlo yehu kotche shemayim utolim kinevela, that kotche shemayim should not be lying around like a nevela. If we leave it in its parish, that's a bizoyan, that's a disgrace to the kotche, they're lying around like a nevela. Rather, we do have to do the hadocha. So therefore, even though it involves a certain risk, that when the hadocha is done, a koyan might take it and be makter it on the mizbech, and he's not supposed to do it because we're dealing with a korban posel. Nonetheless, we do it so that it should not be a bizoyan for the kotche. The Sosemis points out that he doesn't understand why they don't just burn it immediately, since we're dealing with something that became puzzle, it can be burnt, so why does it have to be washed in order that it shouldn't be lying around like a nevela and bring us into a problem that maybe a kohen will be mocked, right? It can be burnt immediately and then there won't be any problem. That's what the Sfasemis points out. One of the Gemara is saying that in fact we could learn that we're dealing with an oila which is puzzle, however, which has halacha of im olu lo yerdo, and it is concerning such an oila, since the psul took place after it had a shasa kosher, that there is a halacha of hefshet v'nituach, and that can be the pshat in the seifa of the Mishnah. The other man d'omer who says that there is hefshet v'nituach bereishis shel mizbech, dealing with a ksheira, will learn the end of the Mishnah in a much more simple way, that it's talking about an oila ksheira which went onto the top of the mizbech. The Mishnah says that if it's still alive, it's taken down, but if it was shechted bereishis shel mizbech, then we do the hefshet v'nituach bereishis shel mizbech. as far as the previous passage of the Mishnah, the Kulin Sha'olu Chaim L'Reisha Mizbeach Yerdu, even though the Gemara said that according to Ula we could learn, as Rashi explained, that it's speaking about Ksherim, and the main Chiddush is the Diuk, that once the Shechita was done even before Zrika, the Halacha is Lo Yerdu, and the Halacha is like Ula. Nonetheless, the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos and the Mefarshim on the Mishnah learn that once the Gemara said that the Pshat in the Mishnah is that it's going according to Rabbi Kiva and it's dealing with the Baal Mum, that that's the preferred Pshat in the Mishnah. That the Kulin Sha'olu Chaim L'Reisha Mizbeach Yerdu means that the halacha of imolu lo yerdu does not apply while it's still alive, and it's speaking according to Rabbi Akiva about a Baal Mum. Concerning a Baal Mum, the halacha is according to Rabbi Akiva imolu lo yerdu, and it's telling us that that can only be applied once after it was shechted, but if it went up when it was still alive, then we take it down from the mizbech. The halacha of imolu lo yerdu does not apply while the korban is still alive. So therefore, the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush in itself. Continues the Gemara, boy Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan asked the Shaila. Now this halacha that we learned on Omud Aleph in the name of Ula, that Kotshim Kalim, whose Emurim were brought on the Mizbech before the Zrika Saddam, Lo Yeru, that they're not to be taken down, this was asked as a question by Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan asked, Emurei Kotshim Kalim, Shehelon Lifnei Zrika Saddamah, the Emurim, the portion of the Korban which is to be burnt on the Mizbech, of Kotshim Kalim, such as a Shlomim, a Pesach, other Kotshim Kalim, that he brought them onto the Mizbech before the Zrika Saddam. This is not supposed to be done that way. They are supposed to be brought on the Mizbech only after the Zrika Saddam. He went ahead and he brought them on the Mizbech before the Zrika Saddam. Yerdu oy lo yerdu, are they to be taken off the Mizbech? Because we say that concerning Kotshim Kalim, since there's no Me'ila until the Zrika, it's not fully sanctified and it's not made into the portion of the Mizbech until the Zrika, and therefore it shouldn't be considered Roy the Mizbech. It's not yet fit for the Mizbech. It's not merely puzzle. It's not yet considered to be the portion of the Mizbech at all. And therefore the halacha will be Yerdu. We won't apply the halacha of Imalu lo Yerdu. Oy lo Yerdu. Or do we say that we apply the halacha of Imalu lo Yerdu? Because nonetheless, as Ula said, and as the Gemara explained before, it's not really missing anything in itself, although it's missing the Zrika. It's still considered to be Roy, the portion of the Mizbech, even before the Zrika, and therefore the halacha will be that lo yerdu, that it's not to be taken down. Amar Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami said to Rabbi Yochanan, Tiboy loch me'ila. Why don't you ask your question also concerning me'ila? In other words, we know that concerning Kotshim Kalim, unlike Kotshim Kadoshim, that there's no chiyuv of me'ila. It's not liable to the halachas of me'ila until the Zrika, because until that time, even the Emurim, even the portion which is to be brought on the Mizbech, is not considered to be designated and fully sanctified for the Mizbech as Kotshe Hashem, and therefore there is no chiyuv of me'ila. However, Rabbi Ami understood that if Rabbi Yochanan is suggesting that there's a halacha of Ima'olu lo Yerdu, that by putting it on the Mizbech, we apply the halacha of Ima'olu lo Yerdu, and it becomes lachmish al Mizbech, becomes the food of the Mizbech, and it's a remain burning on the Mizbech, then he understood that in such a case we should say also that it becomes liable to the halachas of Me'ila, that even though there was no Zrika, and normally it's only by the Zrika that it becomes liable to the halachas of Me'ila, since we're suggesting that the halacha of Imalu Yerdu it becomes by being on the Mizbech the portion of the Mizbech, then we should say also that there is from now on a Chiyuv of Me'ila, because this itself has designated it and sanctified it as the portion of the Mizbech. That's what Rabbi Ami is asking. So you, Rabbi Yochanan, who asked the Shaila, should have said also, do we say Yerdu, and in which case there won't be a Chiyuv of Me'ila either, or do we say, well, Yerdu, it's allowed to remain on the Mizbech, in which case there should be a Chiyuv of Me'ila as well, because this itself designates it as the portion of the Mizbech, even though no Zrika has been done. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan told him, Me'ila loy kemibayli, that I don't have a question concerning Me'ila. Even if I was suggesting that the halacha is lo yerdu, that before Zrika it's allowed to remain on the Mizbech, I didn't have a question concerning Me'ila. There definitely is no chi of Me'ila. The Zrika hu de kavala hu be Me'ila, because it's Zrika which fixes it and makes it liable to the halachas of Me'ila. What was my question? My question was only concerning Yerida, that I have a question that imolu lo yerdu, but nonetheless, it still would not be liable to the halachas of Me'ila, because it's not that the fact that it's on the Mizbech takes the place of Zrika. The Zrika was not done, and it was not fully sanctified, and therefore there is no chi of Me'ila. It's only halacha that it is not taken off the Mizbech, it becomes the food of the Mizbech and remains on the Mizbech, but this does not take the place of an actual Zrika, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan says, I'm not even suggesting, I don't even have a tzad to say that there would be a halacha of Me'ila. Me'ila is definitely dependent only on Zrika, which fully sanctifies it, brings it up to that level of Kedusha, where there is a chiyuv of Me'ila upashit. And he then answered, lo yerdu ve'en behen Me'ila. And in fact, the answer to his question is, Rabbi Yochanan says, that lo yerdu, that they are not taken down from the Mizbech, as Ula had said, but there is no chiyuv of Me'ila, even though they're allowed to remain on the Mizbech, but since there was no actual Zrika, there is no chiyuv of Me'ila on these Emurim of Kotshim Kalim. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok Masni Hachi. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok had a different girsa, a different version of what was asked by Rabbi Yochanan, what was suggested by Rabbi Ami. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said, "Boy, Rabbi Yochanan." Rabbi Yochanan asked the following question: Emurei kodshim kalim shehelim lifnei zrikas dam. The emurim of kodshim kalim which were brought up before the zrik of the dam. Yesh behen meila oiloi. Assuming that they are allowed to remain on the Mizbeach, do we say that they are subject to the halachas of Me'ilah, even though ordinarily only after the Zrikas Hadam they become subject to Me'ilah? But since here they're allowed to remain on the Mizbeach, we should say that they will automatically become liable to the halachas of Me'ilah as well. Or do we say that although they're allowed to remain on the Mizbeach, but still the halachas of Me'ilah won't apply, since in fact there was no actual Zrika? Amalei Rabbi Yami said, Rabbi Yochanan, v'tiboy lach yurida. Why don't you ask the question about taking them down from the Mizbeach? Rabbi Yami understood that one depends on the other. And this is the same as in the previous version, however, the opposite direction. That if you, Rabbi Yochanan, are suggesting that there is no Me'ilah, then you should also ask a question that maybe the halacha is that they are not considered to be fit for the Mizbeach, and they are to be taken down from the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yami held that it depends on one another. If we say that they are to remain on the Mizbeach, then we should automatically say that there's a chiyuv of Me'ilah as well. And if we say that there is no Me'ilah, then that must mean that they are to be taken down from the Mizbeach. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan told him that it doesn't depend on one another. Yurida loy komi boilei, that I don't have a shaila concerning the din of Yurida, of taking them down from the Mizbeach. Denasu lach mishal Mizbeach. They become the bread, the food of the Mizbeach, and they are definitely to remain on the Mizbeach. The din is definitely im olu lo yerdu, as Ula said in Omud Aleph. My question is only concerning Me'ila. Are we to say that since the halacha is im olu lo yerdu, that we should apply the halacha of Me'ila as well? This, so to speak, takes the place of the Zrika. It's been sanctified for the Mizbeach without a Zrika because it has halacha to remain on and be burnt on the Mizbeach. Or do we say that even though the halacha is to remain on the Mizbeach, but nonetheless this doesn't take the place of Zrika, it has not been fully sanctified, it's just the din of im olu lo yerdu, and therefore Me'ila will not apply? Upashit hachi, and according to this Girsa, the answer was the same. Rabbi Yochanan answered, lo yerdu, that the halacha is the modu lo yerdu, that to remain on the Mizbeach, the ein behen me'ila, but there isn't any halacha of me'ila concerning the zemurim of the kochim kalim, since in fact there was no zrika to bring them to their full level of sanctity, so that we could apply the halachas of me'ila. Continues the Gemara, ve'elu loy hoya psulon v'chuli. In the Mishnah we learned a list of those psulim which don't take place, but kodesh, which takes place even before the animal is brought to the azara, before the shechit, according to Tosfos, and to which we don't apply the halacha of im olu lo yerdu. The list was Revei, Anirva, Mukta, Nevad, Esther, Mechir, Kilaim, Utrefa, Yoitza, Daivan, and, according to Rav Shimon, Bali Mumin, since the psul takes place before they are brought to the Azor, it's Ein Psul et Bakoidish, and therefore it too is excluded from the Lokhim Alu Lugerdu. Rabbi Kiva disagrees on this particular psul, and he says that concerning Bali Mumin, we say the Halacha of Im Alu Lugerdu does apply in spite of the fact that a Mum is a psul which takes place before it is brought to the Azorah. The Gemara is now going to bring both the qualification of this din and also an explanation of why this psul of Balmum is different from the other psulim shaloi ha'yeh b'kodesh, and we say that we do apply the halacha of imalu lo yerdu. Om Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Akiva was only machshir. Rabbi Akiva only applied the halacha of im olu lo yerdu, that although it's possible if it was brought on the Mizbeach, we allow it to remain on the Mizbeach, only concerning the mum of dukin sheba'ayin. Rashi explains this means a film or membrane over the eye, or other Rishonim say that this means a white spot on the dark part of the eye. Al kopanim, he only said it concerning this mum, or a similar mum, as opposed to an actually big and visible and ugly mum, or something which is actually missing a limb. There he would not apply the halacha of im olu lo yerdu. Hoyu, what's the reason? Hoyu, since ukshayrim ba'oifes, since these mumin of dukin sheba'ayin, those which are similar to this mum, which are not so visible and ugly, and are not missing a limb, since they are kosher concerning oif. As Rashi brings, the halacha is, we learn that tamus v'zachrus, that being a tam and not a balmum, or an oila having to be a zocher and not a nekeva, is only a halacha concerning an oilas behemba, but not concerning an oilas oif, not concerning a korban which is an oif. Even an oilas oif which is burnt on the mizbeach can be a nekeva, and it does not have to be a tam, it can be a balmum. However, it can only be a balmum with a mum which is similar to dukin sheba'ayin, a small mum. But if it's actually missing a limb, or Rashi adds, even if it's not missing a limb, but if it has a mum which is visible and ugly, something maguna, then we don't apply this because of the pasuk that we had mentioned of an Amud Aleph, that hakriveyun olafechosecha yitzcha yisufanecha is something which is ugly, which a person wouldn't be able to bring even as a present to his governor, and therefore certainly is disqualified from being used as a korban legavoya. So this would apply even to an oif, but a small mum, such as dukin shabayin, or something similar to that, that is kosher ba'oifis, and since it's kosher ba'oifis, Rabbi Kiva says that even concerning a behemoth where it is possible, will apply the halakha of im alu lo yerdu, even though it's possible and it's not to be brought on the mizbech, but im alu lo yerdu, because it's something that we find is kosher in a different situation, in the situation of an oif. And Rabbi Yochanan adds, "V'husha kadam hekdesh and its mumen," and that's only in a case where the hekdesh preceded the receiving of the mum. But if it had this mum, even if it's only a small mum of dukin shebe'ayin, but nonetheless this disqualifies it from being brought as a korban. If it had this mum before the hekdesh, then it never received full kedusha for the mizbeach. It was never fully sanctified for the mizbeach, and therefore we would not apply to it the halacha of yomalul yerdu. It's only if it had already the full kedusha for the mizbeach, and then it received this mum, even though it has a psul. Rabbi Kiva says that since it's kosher in oif, that will apply the halacha of yomalul yerdu. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva will admit that if he brought as an oila a nekeva, a nekeva is disqualified concerning behemah as being brought as an oila, it has to be a zachar, that this is like a situation where the mum was there before the hekdesh. In other words, even though theoretically we could have said that a nekeva, if an oila is brought a nekeva, that we should also say the lacha izim alu lo yerdu, because we find that this is kosher concerning oifis, because an oif can be brought, an oilas oif can even be a nekeva. This is not so, because this particular kind of mum was there, it preceded the hekdesh. It was there from the beginning, and therefore the hekdesh never sanctified it for the mizbeach. And therefore, says Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Kiva will agree that we won't apply the halacha of im alu lo yerdu. So the only application of the halacha of Rabbi Akiva is where the hekdesh was done before the mum, and when the mum is only a mum similar to dukin shebayin, the kind of mum which would be kosher in an oif. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked a shaila. Yesh nirva ba'oifais, oy ein nirva ba'oifais. Is there a psul of nirva? Nirva means that the animal was nirva from a man. Does this psul exist concerning oifis or not? Mi Omar, do we say that since we darshan min habehema, we darshan the words concerning karbonis that says min habehema from the behema, which is a mute, lohoitiyas ha-reveya ve-hanirva, which comes to exclude both reveya, an animal which was reveya, a woman, or a nirva, an animal which was nirva from a man, since we exclude from one term, we exclude both of these, kol hecha di isei bereveya isei benirva, wherever it is possible to apply the psul of reveya, then we apply the psul of nirva. However, kol hecha de leisei bereveya leisei benirva, however, wherever it's not possible to apply the psul of reveya, of the animal being reveya, a woman, then we don't apply either the psul of nirva, of the animal being nirva by a man. And Rashi says that an oif, it's not physically possible for an oif to be reveya, a woman. It can only be nirva from a man, but it can't be reveya, a woman. It's physically impossible. And therefore, we're suggesting, Rabbi Yirmiyah is suggesting, therefore, that since the psul of reveya cannot be applied to an oif, that it's excluded also from the psul of nirva, even though it is physically possible, but it will be excluded because the psul of reveya does not apply. Or perhaps nonetheless an avera was done with this oif if it was nirva, and even though we can't apply the psul of reveya because it's physically impossible, but where it is possible, nirva is possible, and it's nevda by avera, we will say that it is possible. That's a question of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Toshma, Rabbi said we can bring a raya from our Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva machshir b'bali mumen, and we learned that Rabbi Akiva argues with Rabbi Shimon and says that concerning this particular psul of bali mumen, that there is a halacha of im olu lo yerdu, even though it's not psuloi b'kodesh. The reason is, as we saw in Rabbi Yochanan, because it's kosher b'oifet, because since it's psul of bal mum, a mum at least which is similar to dukin shebe'ayin, doesn't apply to an oif, therefore it's considered to be somewhat more lenient, and Rabbi Kiva said that therefore we apply the halacha of im olu lo yerdu. Be'im isa, and if this is so, if you would be correct in saying that the psul of nirva does not apply to oif, even though it's physically possible, because since reveya is not physically possible and it's excluded from that psul, that it's excluded also from the psul of nirva, then nachshir nami b'nirva hoyov kosher ba'oif. Then we should be machshir. We should apply the halacha according to Rabbi Kiva of im olu lo yerdu also to an animal which was nirva, which is one of the psulim which is mentioned in the list of loy hoyov psulim b'kodesh, to which we don't apply the halacha of im olu lo yerdu. Rabbi Kiva sure argues with Shimon concerning nirva as well, hoyov kosher ba'oif, since it is kosher in oif. An oif can be nirva, and still we say it won't be possible if it's nirva because the psul of reveya does not apply. Shmamina, so this is clear proof from the Mishnah that this is not so, that the psul of nirva, which is possible, does apply to oifis. It's only reveya, which is not physically possible. We don't find an oif being kosher if it's reveya, because it's not physically possible for it to be reveya, and that's why that psul does not exist. But if we would say that the psul of nirva does not apply, even though it's physically possible, then we would find an oif which is kosher, even though it's nirva, and then Rabbi Akiva would have to use this as a reason to say that we should apply im alu lo yerdu to the psul of nirva. So this is clear proof that this is not so, that nirva is possible even for an oif. Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, Afana nami tanina. We have also learned this explicitly in a brisa. This is a brisa concerning oifus, and it says hanirva, that an oif which was nirva, we're not goyrist oriveya here, says Rashi, because oriveya is physically impossible, but a nirva, the hamuksor that was set aside to be an offering for a vedizorav, a nevad, or an oif which was worshipped itself as a vedizorav, a esnan, it was paid as pay to a zayna, umechir, or it was paid as the price for a dog, the tumtum vandroigenes, which are neither a zocher nor a nekeva, kuvon metamim begodim abeis habliya, all of these, when malika is done to them, since it is malika which is done and not shechita, they're all metamim begodim abeis habliya. That means that the person who eats them becomes tamei to the extent that even his clothing becomes tamei. Abeis habliya means on the place in the throat where he swallows. In other words, he becomes tamei through swallowing them. This is the halacha of a nivlas oif tor, a nevela of an otherwise kosher oif, a kosher bird. The halacha is that it's not metami by touching it, it's metami abe sabli, it's metami someone who swallows it. So this is an oif tor, it's a kosher bird, but malika was done to it instead of shechita, and it's so completely disqualified from being used as a carbon that the malika just makes it into an avela. It's not a carbon. If it would be a carbon, that's what's meant to be done. But since it's not a carbon, it's so possible that the malika makes it into an avela, and therefore it's metami begodim abe sabli, a shmami not. So from this price, we see explicitly that nirva is also possible concerning an oif. Rashi points out that which is mentioned in this price is that a tumtum vandroigenes is possible even for a carbon oif, even though it can be both a zachar or an akeva. It doesn't matter if it's a zachar or an akeva. Still, the Tana says that a tumtum vandroigenes is possible because this is considered to be a third kind. It's neither a zachar nor a keva. It's a bria b'fnei atzma, and therefore it is disqualified. And Rashi brings that, in fact, this is a machloikes tanoim. Concerning that which the Gemara said, Rabbi Akiva only says that the halacha of im olu lo yerdu applies to balei mumin concerning a mum of dukin sheba'ayin, a film over the eye, and that is because it's kosher ba'oifis. Since it's kosher ba'oifis, we say that although it's possible by a behemoth, but there will be a halacha of im olu lo yerdu. Rashi learns that this example of the Gemara of Dukin Sheba'ayin is coming to exclude not only a mechuser aver, not only something which is missing a limb, because in the case of oifis, if it's a mechuser aver, it would also be possible, but also any mum megula, any mum which is visible and ugly is excluded from that which the Gemara says Dukin Sheba'ayin. The Gemara says Dukin Sheba'ayin because only a mum which is like Dukin Sheba'ayin, which is not so visible, not so ugly, would we say is kosher ba'oifis, and therefore Rabbi Akiva would say also that the halacha of the malul yerdu applies to a behema. But when it comes to a different mum, even if it's not an actual mechuser aver, says Rashi, there in oifis it's possible, and Rabbi Akiva would not be machsher by behema and say that there's halacha of the malul yerdu. This is Rashi l'shitasei. Rashi is following his own opinion in the Mishnah in Perak Chatas Oif Daf Sam, where Rashi says, as he does here, that we learn the psul of an oif from Hakriveu no lepachasecha, as Rashi mentioned over here, that we learn from the pasuk of bring it to your governor, in other words, something that is ugly, that's not fit to be brought as a present, is certainly not fit for a korban. And Rashi, therefore, does not say that it has to be necessarily mechuser eiver. That's Rashi pshat in that Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that a bird whose back was dried up, or that its eye was blinded, that we say that there is a psul nonetheless. Toisus over there in the Samaches Amud Beis disagrees with Rashi and says that when the Mishnah says nismis ena, that its eye is blinded, that it's possible, it means dafke if it's actually missing an eye, because it's only an actual mechuser eber which is possible by an oif. And Toisus says that the Gemara in the first paragraph of Kedusha Daf Chof Dalet doesn't learn it from Akiveo no lepachasech, it learns it from a different pasuk because it says min ha'oif, and we darshan from the oif, like kol ha'oif, not any oif is kosher, and it comes to exclude these kinds of balei mumin, and not as Rashi says that we learn it from Akiveo no lepachasech. Therefore, says Toisus, that the psul of the Torah by oif is only by a mechuser eiver. So according to Toisus, we'll have to learn in our Gemara as well that although the Gemara mentions dukin sheba'ayin, hu hadin, enochanami, this would apply also to any mum as long as it's not a mechuser. And as the Karen Oira points out on our sugya, this is somewhat difficult in our sugya, because if we say that it applies to any mum, and as long as it's not a mechuser eiver, then why did the Gemara single out Duke and Sheba'ayin? Ayin Shom and Karen Oira, who asks his kasha on the sheet of Toisus and the sheet of the Rambam, who he says also appears to hold like Toisus, that it's only a mechuser eiver, which is possible by Oifus. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKoyanim Chuli. The Mishnah says that Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKoyanim reported that his father used to push Bali Mumin off of the Mizbech. After bringing a machloikis between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva, whether we apply the halacha of Imodlu Yerdu to the Emurim, or the flesh of an oila, which is a Balmum, which is brought on the Mizbech, whether you allow it to remain on the Mizbech or not, the Mishnah then brings that Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKoyanim reported that his father used to push these items of a Balmum, which were puzzled off of the Mizbech, that he passed them, that Imodlu, that even though they were on the Mizbech, they had to be taken off. Says the Gemara, Maika Mashman, what is the Mishnah telling us by bringing what Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKoyanim said that his father used to do? We know that it's machloik is between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara, Iba is saying, Maisa Kamashman, if you wish, I can say that the Mishnah is telling us a Maisa, bringing us that Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKoyanim reported that his father passed him this way, halacha the Maisa, that this is the way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash, that it was actually that if the Amrim or flesh of a Balmum was brought on the Mizbech, that it was pushed off the Mizbech as the Shita of Rabbi Shimon and not like the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, that we did not apply the halacha of Imolu Lo Yedu. This would probably affect what the Psak halacha is, because he's reporting that the halacha the Maisa was done that way. Iboy is saying, and if you wish, I can say that there's an additional chiddush in that which Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKoyanim is saying. My doicha tila achayad, that which he says that his father pushed it off of the Mizbeach, by using the word doicha, pushing it off, he's using it literally. He means to say that it was done kila achayad, it was done in a backhanded way. Explains Rashi that because of the respect for kachim, even though it's kachim psulim, it's still kachim, he didn't do it in a way where everyone would be able to see that he's actually taking these amurim or this flesh of an oila off of the mizbeach. Rather, he would shove it off in a backhanded way so it wouldn't be so noticeable exactly what he's doing. This was out of respect for kachim. So the Mishnah therefore is reporting Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKoyanim said that his father used to do to tell us a new halacha, that when it's taken off of the mizbech, it's done kala achayad, in order to treat the kachim with respect. The Chofetz Chaim and the Kutei Halachas and the Sfasemes both have a shaila in what the Gemara means here. Does the Gemara mean to say that this is what the father Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKoyanim would do in the case of any kachim where the halacha was im olu yer, where it had to be taken off the mizbech, and we do it in a respectful way and do it kala achayad? Or does the Gemara mean to say that this is what he would do specifically in the case of Baalei Mumin, where there's an opinion of Rabbi Akiva who holds that the halacha is im olu lo yerdu? Since there's an opinion of Rabbi Akiva im olu lo yerdu, that it was to remain on the Mizbech, even though he did take it off the Mizbech, he did it in a respectful way, because not everyone holds that it's to be taken off at all. But in a case where everyone would agree that it's to be taken off the Mizbech, perhaps he did it in an ordinary way. Or, as he mentioned, the first side is that he's telling us a general halacha, that whenever kachim psulim have to be taken off the Mizbech, even if it's something to which everyone would agree that the halacha is im olu yerdu, that it has to be taken off, he would do it in a way of doicha kila achar yad.